And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Just wanted to say one more word about that last one we played for you from La Famille Légère. Yes, indeed. That was Devin Ledger and Deja Ledger, who are out in the West Coast in Seattle. And they are wonderful folks who do a lot for us radio people. They run an agency called Hearth Music and Hearth's Roots, and write reviews, send out music to us, all kinds of wonderful stuff. But I guess they did that whole CD when they came out my way and to New Brunswick, actually, which is not too far as the crow flies from New Hampshire and Maine and all these areas out here. I guess they get a lot of family out this way, but really wonderful stuff. Thanks again to Hearth Music for that, for sending that out. All right, we're going to shift gears and hit on some bluegrass for you right now. I've got a brand new one. I haven't even played this on my bluegrass show. I have a bluegrass show as well called Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, where you can hear a lot of the more traditional, contemporary, hard-driving bluegrass. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver have a new CD out, though, called In Session, and we're going to take a track from it right now called Wilma Walker on Out of the Woods.
Let's have us talk. Sit down, Wilma Walker. I've got some land and a cabin with a front yard needing flowers. I'm a good man. I'll give you everything within my power. It don't sound like very much, but I own it all. And I'll share it all with you, darling, it's your call. Hey, Wilma Walker, will you marry me?
I ain't got much to offer, thank God love is free.
Wilma Walker, will you marry me?
Tell you there is more to life than money. So here's my heart. Could that be enough for you, honey?
I promised your daddy I'd take care of you. And I'll swear it on a Bible if you want me to. Hey, Wilma Walker, will you marry me?
Let's have some sons and daughters, make a family.
Wilma Walker, will you marry me? We can help each other get around in our old age, but it all depends on how you answer me today. Hey, Wilma Walker, will you marry me?
I ain't got much to offer, thank God love is free.
I love you and you ought to answer yes indeed. Wilma Walker, will you marry me? Wilma Walker, will you marry me?
There's a note on the table he reads every night. It's faded and tattered from the tears that he's cried. There's a picture that she left, and beside it there stands a bottle of whiskey and a gold wedding band. And the silence grows louder as the sun fades away, and the whiskey gets lower with every sad song he plays. He reads the note, stares at the picture, and holds in his hand a cold empty bottle and a gold wedding band. tips it all, put his best foot forward, and try not to fall. But her memory is stronger than his weakness, and then reaches for the bottle and starts all over again. Whiskey gets lower with every sad song he plays. He reads the note, stares at the picture, and holds in his hand a cold empty bottle and a gold wedding band. Lower with every sad song he plays. He reads the note, stares at the picture, and holds in his hand a cold empty bottle and a gold wedding band. A cold empty bottle and a gold wedding band.
I'd received a phone call that he'd passed away, and I viewed his body like all the rest. Well, he looked so nice and peaceful with his hands across his chest.
With the stained glass cloth, with the stained glass cloth, visit with your loved one with the stained glass cloth.
Partner of mine, I've been knowing a long, long time. Yeah, we picked and we sang together most of a million miles. But he's gone to sing for Jesus upon that golden throne. All his fans, they miss him now that he's gone.
For the stained glass clothes, for the stained glass clothes, visit with your loved ones where the stained glass goes.
Old Frankie played the banjo and some guitar too, and he wrote some instrumentals, sang old time gospel too. But he'll never be forgotten by folks like me and you.
Where the stained glass blows, where the stained glass blows, feed it with your loved ones, where the stained glass blows.
Dirty old ball and chain. Oh dear mother, I'll come
I sure do love the bluegrass music. Yes, indeed. Brand new stuff there. Group's called Springfield Exit. Of course, you know the old Some Old Day there. Stacy and Certain wrote that one. Linda and David Lay in that band, along with David McLaughlin, Marshall Wilburn, and Tom Adams. Great stuff. And that's from an upcoming release. Doesn't even have a name yet. I got a little CD single with two songs on it in the mail recently. Great stuff. Al Jones and the Spruce Mountain Boys in there from his CD Hardcore Bluegrass. Yeah. Do you think he's related to Bill Monroe? He could be. Could be. That's the story on the street. And Al says that he is the illegitimate son of Bill Monroe. Of course, Al Jones is now in his 80s himself. And so he actually kind of looks and sounds like the elder Bill Monroe at times, for sure. But he wrote that one for his old bandmate, Frank Necessary, who passed away, and titled it My Friend Frank. Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice in there from their most recent one, Trouble Follows Me and A Cold Empty Bottle. And I was mentioning in my other show, Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, which you can hear on most of the same stations where you hear Out of the Woods. And if you can't hear it on the station where you hear Out of the Woods, you can always come on over to the Facebook pages, either look up Out of the Woods Radio or Music for the Mountain Bluegrass, and you'll find a link where you can check out the show there. But this week on Music for the Mountain, for New Year's, I did nothing but drinking songs, and that was one we didn't fit in there, so you're getting it here on Out of the Woods, A Cold Empty Bottle. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, brand new stuff from the CD In Session, started the set, and Wilma Walker. Well, it's that time when we do the calendar for the local folks, and everyone else out there in the world will get to hear something else from your local station. So we will be right back after this.